Dara is with us today. Dara, thanks for joining me.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's talk about your background. How long have you been dancing? How long have you been a choreographer? Give me all of your background.
Well, I'm a native of Atlanta, Georgia, and I started dancing around the age of 14, which can, in dance terms, can be considered a late start. But then I left Atlanta to pursue dance in Philadelphia at the University of the Arts for my undergraduate degree, and then I went on to get my master's at Temple University in choreography 10 years later. And so in between that time, I was dancing with El Leon Dance Theater and also doing some musical theater productions around the country. And I think choreography kind of fell into my lap because I always felt like I had something to say. And when I have something to say, dance is my best language to convey those messages.
So this is definitely an art form, right? Choreography is an art form.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Let's talk about what's happening on Thursday, July the 1st at 8 o'clock. Dara Meredith's virtual dance residency at the Delaware Art Museum will be culminating with the premiere of The Bridge of Our Roots. What is The Bridge of Our Roots?
So The Bridge of Our Roots is the name of the work that I titled that I am doing in collaboration with the painting by Elvia Corder. His painting is called Southern Souvenir 2, which you can actually go look at the Delaware Art Museum right now. And so I was asked to do a commission based on this particular visual artwork. And so one of the things Corder said was the black woman represents the black race. She is the black spirit, and she conveys a feeling of eternity and continuum of life. And so he did a lot of work with the Gullah and Geechee people in Georgia and South Carolina while he was doing a lot of his studying and training. And so this painting came out of that experience. And so for me, it really hits home for me because it represents a lot of the things that I've gone through as a black woman in the South, as well as things that I've seen my mother or grandmother go through and is still relevant till today. And so my choreographic work will be rooted in the inspiration off of this painting. And it'll kind of delve into the idea that black bodies and black women specifically have been marginalized, ostracized, dismantled, separated physically, emotionally, and abused, all the while being the backbone of the foundation and continuity, not only for black culture, but for American culture, because of our long history in this country. And so the work showcases the complexity of what black women in the South and the ripple effect of all of that have experienced while also having to hold the nation alive, basically, so that it can live and live on. And so I kind of took that concept and I see the black woman as being that bridge between European culture and black culture, which has really, you know, created this American culture that has so much diversity. But she holds a lot of those stories and teachings and, you know, all the while being, you know, commodified, but then also being exploited in the same breath.
Dara, I don't know how old you are. You have a very young sounding voice. Can we talk about some of the personal things that you have gone through as a black woman in the South?
Well, I'm 38. I'll be 39 soon. But growing up, I grew up in a predominantly black community in Atlanta because there's a very strong black presence there. And I've dealt with a lot of racism, being called names or, you know, we had one, I remember particularly, we had one little boy in our neighborhood, and he was white. And I remember going to, you know, he would play with us from time to time. And one day we went to his house, and, you know, he was sitting there at the top of the steps looking really upset. And so we asked his mom, like, can he come out and play with us? And she just looked at us with, like, disgust and was like, he's not here. And so we were like, oh, okay. But we could see him through the window. So we came back the next time thinking, like, oh, maybe he's in trouble. And it happened again. And so we soon realized, like, okay, she doesn't want him playing with us. So little things like that, or, you know, just growing up as a black dancer, it has been very difficult because people want you to have that European aesthetic in your body. And so I remember a lot of teachers, like, you know, trying to make me tuck my butt under. And I'm like, my butt is not going anywhere. I'm going to always have a butt. That's how I was made. I'm going to have thighs. That's a part of my DNA. And so just kind of being ostracized for that. And so it took me a long time to embrace that, embrace my curves, embrace my culture.
It has been said that your performance speaks to the experiences of people of color, especially in the wake of police shootings of an unarmed mm-hmm. black woman, unarmed black women. I assume the person who said this was speaking about Breonna Taylor. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So it's interesting how this work of art is, it holds true now, but it was created about 100 years ago. So it's almost like the 100th anniversary for the painting. But within the work that I have, because it's a full-length work that is about 55 minutes, and in the 55-minute work, we do touch on black women who are being killed by police brutality and what that means for the mothers or what that means for the families. Because I think sometimes we think about the person, but we don't think about how that ripple effect happens throughout the community. And so within the work, we talk about, you know, sometimes feeling like a motherless child, but then now we're talking about all these mothers that are childless mothers. You know, what does it mean to be a childless mother now? At the hands of brutality.
What's the takeaway from The Bridge of Our Roots? What do you want people to take away from this?
I think the takeaway is having an understanding of the things that black women endure and noticing that what we endure or what we may have experienced affects everyone, not just the black woman, not just the black family, but American culture. And having appreciation for not only what they've gone through so that you may live and have a better life, but just having that understanding, having a sense of just being able to really listen, take it in, and then also translate it to your own life. Because a lot of these untold stories we should know about, and sometimes we don't know about. And so I feel like it's time to talk about it. And have conversation and dialogue and understanding about what women and black women specifically are experiencing in America. You know, we have this sense of overwhelmed immunity where we find comfort in just being overwhelmed all the time or having to always make adjustments for others and are rarely adjusted for. Those are some of the topics that come up and that we've talked about in this work with the six dancers that I have. So,
Dara, is this your first time working with the Delaware Art Museum?
This is my first time working with them. I've actually had a couple of works performed there, but this is the first time that I've actually had a commission by the Delaware Art Museum.
And how has the experience been thus far?
It has been truly wonderful. I'm very thankful, and I believe that we're always where we're supposed to be when we're supposed to be there. And so I always say this is a work that really has hit home more than any other work that I've done. I always do something where it speaks to either social justice or just shedding light on different issues that have not been talked about. So I've done a lot of work that have reflected issues on mental illness. I did a work that was talking about South African apartheid. And so this work specifically hits home because it's a part of me, and it's not me watching the world, but it's me inside of the world.
Very well said. Is this performance, just clarify for me and my listeners, is this performance live and virtual?
This will be a pre-recorded performance, so you can watch it virtually, but there are also on-site tickets of the performance. So if you come on site, you'll get an opportunity to have a chat with me, a Q&A after the performance, as well as we'll do a chat before where you'll get to see the actual artwork that inspired the work, and you'll get to have, you know, a couple of drinks, some hors d'oeuvres, and then we'll watch the live streaming of it at the museum. Or it can just be watched in your own home.